morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1837, Harold J. Bowden.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for renewal and continuation of a construction storage yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.07 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Road 265A, 1,135 feet northeast of Route 1. Gentlemen, Dell.com comments were not requested since the use was originally approved as a conditional use in November 23rd of 1993 and that no changes are proposed. The comments we received from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum on June 15th of 2010 advises that the site contains six soil types that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required, that the project should not have any effect on a tax ditch on the westerly property line. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments in the form of a memorandum on June 21st, 2010, and advised that the site is located in the northern west Rehoboth expansion area, that central sewer service is not available to the parcel at this time, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is in a future service area of the West Rehoboth expansion area and does not have sewer service available at this time, that the county does not have a schedule to provide the service, and that a concept plan is not required. For the purpose of the record, I'm going to pass down copies of ordinance number 937, which was the approval for the original conditional use. It was an application of Padula Construction, 1.07 acre parcel for the purpose of a construction storage yard. And it was approved on November 23rd of 93 with conditions. And one was the approval was contingent upon a site plan by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Site would be limited to storage of 10 pieces of construction equipment, that no fuel tanks are to be buried on site. The site is to be used solely by one contractor, that construction of a stockade fence shall be required for property facing a road, that approval is limited to 5 years, that no inoperable equipment shall be stored on site, and that materials stored on site shall be limited to stone and topsoil. And they were the conditions imposed by council. Commission had actually in May 13th, 1993 recommended the application be denied. And I believe
what was that date, Mr. Knight?
1993. Let me see. And we realized that the site was being utilized for the purpose. And in May of 2008, the owner was provided a notice of violation because it had exceeded the time limit, and he immediately filed the application the month following in June of 08. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
I do have a survey of the property, but it's no different than the tax map. It just shows the parcel. It doesn't give any detail.
All righty.
I found no record of the site plan approval back in from the original application. I think there was one, but it wasn't found in the conditioning spot.
Okay. All right, then.
Mr. Bowden, I just have a piece of paper from neighbors took upon themselves that they agree that we don't have any problem, them having problems with us being there.
Okay. Well, that's good. Are you representing Mr. Bowden?
No, I'm just That's my equipment's in the yard.
This is equipment that's in the yard.
Okay, okay.
We've done everything that we were supposed to do, and I guess time has gone by.
All right, sir, well, I need you to come introduce yourself. And Mr. Bowden, I need you to introduce yourself, if you would, just in the microphone.
I'm Tom Monroe.
My name is Harold Bowden.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bowden. You gentlemen have heard what Mr. Lank read into the record regarding your application. Do you have anything you wish to add?
Everything's kept the same like it has been. Nothing's changed. Probably got less equipment than what we had before.
Okay. I put a row of trees down one side of it, the abandoned road there, to try to keep from showing into the construction equipment that he has. It's not very tall right now, but I put them in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and we keep the yard clean and neat, and like I said, neighbors don't even know we're there.
Okay. All right then. If you'll stay right there, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm a little confused in that in 93, I guess there was a conditional use denied. It came back.
It was recommended to be denied by the commission. The council granted the approval.
Council approved it. We denied it.
Okay.
So the council made the conditions, stipulated those conditions that I read.
For the record, I was not here for that one.
Okay.
Almost, but no.
It's for 1.07 acres, but the site is for 2.44 acres. Is it the same site?
Basically the same site. I don't know if the survey showed the difference. It's the same survey in the file. Unless he was just using a portion. I did bring in a copy of the original 1993 survey. Let me see. I looked at it quite a few months ago, and I haven't really paid much attention to it since. But it doesn't show anything any different. There was a lease prepared by Stephen Calloway, but it came in with the original application, and it was for a term of 5 years, and that could be why the council put 5 years on. It made reference to 1.0742 acres of the site, and there was an attached survey, but the attached survey, according to the lease, there was an attached survey, but there isn't.
So are we talking about 2.4 acres or 1.07?
Just 1.07.
That's what the paperwork that they gave me.
That's what I have on my paperwork.
It's 1.07, yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at the tax map, and it says 2.
Well, it's the 1.07, according to the site map that was prepared at the original application, showed a portion of this parcel. The parcel is 2.44 acres. The site, the 1.7 acres or 0.7 acres, was a piece of the parcel, and it went back to the rear with an access going to it.
So are we being asked to look at a conditional use for the entire site or just the front 0.1?
Now, the application that was, the application filed is for 1.07 acres. What the application says.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the same as the original.
Okay.
See, we're not filing for any more land use. We just want to get our permit back for what we already have.
But I guess I kind of like know where that is. I mean, where's the line?
I have it right here.
Oh, here it comes.
It advertises 1.07 acres.
Yeah.
There you go. I have more copies.
Here you're running.
It attaches to the Landon Road.
What? So it's just a storage yard now?
That's all it is. Yes, yes, sir.
So your hours of operation are what?
8 to 3, most of the time. Very rarely we walk past 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Actually, just a one-man operation.
Is the house still in use, or the garage? Is that?
He lives at the front of the property. He lives on the property itself. And there's nothing. We just keep the equipment. He's got a lean-to building back there. That's about all.
Okay.
You know, the part that I rent, that we have.
Okay, and the ordinances that were in place back in 93 would be the ordinances that you would like to stay with?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? So the eight that were imposed in 93 would be the eight that you would offer today?
Pardon, I didn't hear you.
The eight that were in place in 93 would be the eight that you would offer today? And you have not been cited for being out of.
Nope.
They were advised that they had exceeded their time limit, and that's why they reapplied.
Their time limit was from 93
to 98.
98, and you just got notified.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, notified. See, the thing was,
I read when he got notified earlier.
Takes a while.
Time just went on.
It was the violation notice was May of 08.
May of 08, okay.
He applied in June of 08 as soon as he got his application together.
All right. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
And, sir, are you the one that's been storing your equipment all this time since 93?
No, it was another gentleman. I worked for him, and then he passed away about 2 years ago, and I just bought the equipment from him.
And that was Padula?
Right, Padula.
Padula?
Right.
Okay. So basically the same business has been there
right.
the entire time.
Yeah, nothing's changed. Just, you know, so he passed away, and I took it over.
And how many pieces of equipment do you store on site now?
Like 6 or 7.
And do they all operate?
Yes.
So there's no disabled equipment that's
no, they all
there?
Run.
And what do you do with your trash?
Most of the time it's just dirt, and we have some topsoil on site and some stone, and the garbage goes to the dump.
So do you use a dumpster or how?
What do oh, no, do? Like if we take grass out of a driveway, we mainly do blacktop driveways. And I don't bring any blacktop back to the yard. It usually goes right back to the plant to recycle. And the grass and that usually goes to the dump or, if, you know, if somebody needs a hole filled or something like that. I mean, we have some stone and some, you know, dirt on premises. And that's it.
And how's that, how are those materials, how are they blocked from the view of the public?
On the back line, there's like a 15 or 20 foot brush line. On the east side, there's 12-foot or 15-foot loblolly pines or whatever they like a windbreak. On the front side of it, facing the main road in the house, is a brush line with a fence in it. And then Harold just planted the little things on the east side or west side of the lot. So we're basically three-sided blocked in. If you went up the road, you would never know we were there because you can't see.
Right,
you can't. You know? Oh, we're hidden from the public. That's one good thing.
And how many employees do you have?
Me? That's it. The economy is just myself.
But in when the economy isn't in the tank like
about four
it is
or
now,
five at the max we had.
And where would they be coming to your site? Or do they go to the site?
No, they usually went to the job site.
So they wouldn't come to this place to group and then leave from
no.
there?
No. One guy would, you know, drive the other truck, but most of the time they took themselves and went right to the job site because there was no need for everybody going there just to turn around and leave again.
And what about fuel tanks?
None.
No fuel tanks on site?
Nope.
So you buy all your fuel off
mm-hmm.
off site?
Yeah.
And Mr. Bowden, are you aware of any of your neighbors complaining about the construction equipment?
None. No.
That was that paper that I just gave the gentleman over there about One neighbor took upon himself around the neighborhood just to see, make sure that nobody complained. So it was a nice letter and had people sign it. They were, you know, they were for us.
Even landowner in the back part that has signed that and agreed to it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. My question's been answered. Thank you. All right, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Just back to him.
Appreciate it. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1837, Harold J. Bowden? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1837? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
I'm William Landon, and I own the property adjacent to Harold Bowden's property. I've owned it actually since 1985, so prior to this conditional permit of 1993. Okay. When I bought my property, I had an old dilapidated house on it and about 10 vehicles on blocks. I've removed all the vehicles. I got rid of the old house. I put a nice home on it, and I'll share a picture of that too.
What size property is yours? Help me identify.
My property is a little over 5 acres, a tad over 5 acres. And it's, of course, off of Route 1 and close to the beaches. So I thought, you know, I had a real gem on my hands. But then County Council approved in 93 this storage yard, okay? And so it brought real concern to me. And I thought, you know, here we go. My property's going to be devalued. Well, sure enough, it happened because about 2 years ago, I decided, okay, I'm going to try to sell my property. Well, when I did, all the feedback I got from real estate agents was, hey, we like the land. We like the fact that it's close to Highway 1 and the beaches. You know, you're in Nassau, Rehoboth Beach is real close. But guess what? We don't like that storage yard. It is atrocious. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of the storage yard. And by the way, I want to add that I have been protesting this for the best of my 25 years of my life. And if I may, someday I have a two-story house. I might want to live back there, but if I do and go to one level, because my wife says I'm not going to be able to make it up the steps one of these days, I'm going to have to look right straight across the yard of
that
storage.
He said she'll let you know when that
She's going to let me know. She's letting me know now that I'm slipping. But anyway, I would look straight across from that if I developed it, because my road frontage is on Old Mill Road, and I'd have to take advantage of that and cut my lot. One thing that really concerns me that I really want to share with you here is this is a picture of it looks like oil spillage or maybe tire oil or something, but a large amount of it on the storage site. That's the top photo there. That concerns me because if I put, that's ground wells out there. You know, we're not public, so it's ground wells. And I'm concerned that's going to seep down into the ground, and we're going to have problems if we try to do something with our property. The other picture I meant to get, I left it here. It shows you my property, and it shows you the Bowden property. So that's what I would look at. Things have changed since 1993. If you go down Old Mill Road, you'll see that three beautiful developments are in there. Beautiful developments. The property has really been developed around there. I not only improved mine, they've improved theirs. Mm-hmm. This storage yard is out of character with that area, I can tell you. You only have to spend a few minutes to look at that. Now, I know it's agricultural residential. I let a farmer use my property, puts a tractor on there, he farms it, keeps the land tilled. He's given it up. I now have, and I've had him remove his tractor. I have a friend that hunts it because I have plenty of deer in there. And I let him from time to time put his tractor there, but he mows my field, keeps it up for me. And I also allow him to use a wood splitter. I split my wood, he splits his wood. So I have equipment there too, but I have it in the corner of my property, the far end of my property. You never see it. But I think I've hit the point here.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yeah, sir? No. Oh. You sit down. We don't do rebuttal. Is anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? All right, then. Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, item number 4 was removed from the agenda. That was change of zone number 1685. If there's anyone here with an interest in that, you have to come back another day. Next item is change of zone number 1686, Workman's Store, LLC.
For the record, this application, change of zone 1686, the application of Workman's Store, LLC, is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the northwest corner of Shortley Road, being Road 431, and Hardscrapple Road, Route 20, to be located on 24,743 square feet. For those parties present in the audience, the commission already has a copy of an exhibit booklet similar to this booklet I have in my possession. It was received on June 14th of 2010 and contains a site plan, the qualification of Mark H. Davidson, a description of Design Consultants Group, LLC, and DCG Environmental Services, Incorporated, a copy of the application form, a copy of a letter from the Sussex Conservation District referencing that the project is exempt from sediment and stormwater regulation as long as the disturbance is less than 5,000 square feet, a copy of the deed and survey of the property, a copy of the correspondence with DelDOT, copy of the PLUS application dated June 2nd, 2010, and email correspondence to and from the Office of State Planning Coordination. Also contains a series of aerials and maps. We received comments from DelDOT on December 30th of 2008 in the form of a support facility report, and that report references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service C of Route 20 will not change as a result of this application, and that the existing level of service A of Road 431 will not change as a result of this application. We received comments from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum dated June 15, 2010, and the memorandum references that the site contains two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard area or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Those two references of the Conservation District came from two different parties. One reviews the comment based on the book, and the other one was a direct comment that I read first, was a direct comment in the exhibit booklet from the district conservationist. The Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum June 21 of 2010. And the memorandum references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also, the applicant did provide a copy of a site evaluation report prepared by DCG Environmental Services Incorporated, and we also received a letter in support from Peter and Rosemary Brown on June 18th of 2010. And for the commission, I believe you all have copies of the booklet.
We do.
And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Now, before we get started, I just want to make sure, is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application other than the applicant? All right. Mr. Davidson, I want you to turn around and I want you to observe, okay, that there's nobody here, okay? I understand the need to make a record. I also understand that it's 8 minutes after 9, okay? I would like you to be complete and concise, if you would, please.
I will do just that.
Thank you.
Keep it in mind, you know, that we do have the exhibit books.
You have the exhibit book, and this is a change of zone, so we don't need a long dissertation on site plan. This is about whether or not this parcel is suitable for the zoning you have requested.